This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A class action gender equity lawsuit over back pay for female faculty at CU Boulder could have a larger impact. The university settled the lawsuit for $4.5 million. Madeline Collison is one of the attorneys who handled the case. She says not just the women in the lawsuit will benefit.
Actually, it improves conditions for all faculty, because everyone knows now what everybody's paid, and it's going to likely raise the wages for everybody there.
Under the settlement, CU agrees to do a salary equity analysis every 3 years and to be transparent about faculty salaries. It also denies any allegation of wrongdoing. A San Jose State University women's volleyball team member can play in a conference tournament this week. A federal appeals court has rejected a lawsuit that claimed that the player should be ineligible because she's transgender. The ruling says the lawsuit should have been filed earlier rather than less than 2 weeks before the tournament. Tuesday's appeals court ruling upholds an earlier decision by a federal judge in Denver. The Mountain West Conference tournament starts tomorrow, with Colorado State University holding the top seed. Holiday travel at Denver International Airport may look a little different for those who haven't been to the airport in a while. The new West Security Checkpoint opened in February, bringing new technology to DIA. Aubrey Ross manages terminal operations. She says the new checkpoint is more efficient and will help save travelers time.
No more, kind of walking or pushing your bags into the X-ray equipment. You're also keeping everything in your bag.
Still, she's recommending that people arrive 2 hours before their flights and to be prepared to follow directions on how to quickly move through the new security checkpoint. Airports around the country are expecting record-breaking passenger numbers through the holiday weekend. There is unstable snow in Colorado's mountains. The combination of heavy snow and strong winds raises the risk of avalanche. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says to avoid parts of the backcountry. This is CPR News.